time. Did you turn me off?
No, I didn't touch anything.
Have we ever turned you on?
Yeah.
Well, I can't hear any of you.
Then I guess we turned you off.
We do turn you off.
Let me fix this.
This sounds like a you problem.
Can you hear me? I can hear. It fixed. So, nope. Gone again.
I think someone turned your thing down. Maybe not.
Okay. I don't know.
You can't hear?
I can now. I think something was wrong with my cord because as soon as I started messing with the cord, it fixed.
Well, on this podcast, we like accountability. So thank you for admitting that it was your cord and that we didn't do something to you.
I think one of you cut the cord.
Oh, no. Travis has been turned down.
Oh, no. Can you hear us?
Can
you
hear us? I can't hear anything.
Okay.
Please give me back sound.
There you go. We got
a little
you.
Bit That's of sound. Not enough. Back. A little more hear. Sound?
Okay. Maybe no. I still can't hear.
Ah! This is why we don't let Chelsea sit by the board. Remember, Never. Travis? Oh, my God.
Okay. I need a little bit more than that. Just a pinch more.
Too much more means you hurt his eardrum. So let's not.
Yeah. Don't damage my eardrums.
Break him.
Yeah. Please
break him. I like to break
my
him.
Friends. Oh God.
Welcome to this podcast.
Hey Basics, it's Amy.
It's Chelsea.
It's Travis.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast.
Broken.
Yeah. Hope you're enjoying spring break. Because that's what's coming at you right now is an episode for spring break.
We're enjoying spring break.
Yeah.
In Miami.
I'm just manifesting it. I know we're going to be enjoying spring break.
The 305.
Mr. 305.
I know. I was like, what's the next digit?
Yeah. Remember.
Yeah.
We're
I'm
doing it.
So young. I knew he was the 305. And that. Miami's 305.
You were just distracted by all of the Jello shots we're having right now.
So many Jello
303
shots.
303 is Denver, so you were just channeling
where Chelsea started spring break.
Yeah, where you're probably currently at.
How many weeks is it okay to go on spring break for? Should
all
we go
weeks,
on
six
many
weeks?
Weeks? Is what's the standard spring break time frame? Is it all of March and April?
I think we do April and May.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's warm.
Okay, we don't want to start too soon.
Yeah, we don't want to be cold.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
You know, and then it bleeds into St. Patrick's Day, which is another
it's
drunk
a separate
day.
Situation.
Yeah, that's a rager on its own. You
and,
know,
we're a little focused in March, so we'll jump right into the spring break in April, May. Then we can go on summer vacation for June, July, August.
Yeah.
And then we hibernate.
And then exactly. Okay. I think this is good. Good plans. Good goals. Uh-huh. We have some little cards for you today.
Okay.
Amy, you love these. Mm-hmm. These ones are the ones with the facts on the back.
Oh. Well, I love learning.
You love learning.
Mm-hmm.
You both love learning. I'll go first and I'll read you a fact.
Okay,
Get
thanks.
You primed for fact reading.
Thank you.
Okay. This one's a small fact.
Okay.
Celebrities who worked as bartenders.
Are we supposed to guess?
Are you going to
Is
tell
it multiple
us?
Choice?
I'm going to take somebody off this list because they're problematic.
Mm-hmm. Well, two people, actually.
Sandra Bullock was one.
Yeah.
We're just going to, and Jon Stewart. There's some other problematic people on this list. I think maybe they didn't know about it before they printed the list.
They maybe don't care.
Okay.
But yeah.
A lot of other celebrities were probably also bartenders that did not make the list. These cards just picked random names.
Yep.
But Sandra Bullock and Jon Stewart. And Sandra Bullock worked at a bar in Greenville, North Carolina.
Interesting.
And she did. She was the MC for Drag Night.
Did she grow up in Greenville?
She went to ECU.
Oh, interesting.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they have an acting program.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shocked.
That's where she learned how to act. She must have had natural talent.
I think her mother was either an actress or a musician. I can't remember which one, but she was in German. I think maybe German. I can't quite remember.
Yeah, German.
But I think she was German and was either an actress or a singer. Or
That's not
like
one
that.
Of the facts on the card, so we don't know.
Okay. This one's a serious question. Over the last 5 years, how do you think you've changed?
What year?
Travis, 5 years?
5 years? I mean, first
of
all.
Well, the pandemic has been 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
During the pandemic.
During the pandemic, how
happy,
have you changed?
Happy, innocent souls.
Okay, 5 years ago was what? 2000 and... 18. 17.
Okay.
2017. 18.
I'm going to do
8 plus 5 18. Is... Oh, it's 22. Yeah. It's only 2022.
Yeah. So it was 2017.
I was like, 8 plus 5 is 23, so... Oh.
Chelsea and I had just barely been friends.
That's such a blurry amount of time.
Amy and I were in each other's...
universe.
Gravitational pool, mm-hmm. but like the sun wasn't great.
It was a little... There was some shade.
Yeah, she was not a great sun.
Fully connecting yet.
Yeah. So that was... So we knew... each other.
Yes.
Well, I knew each of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's where we were 5 years ago.
And
so
now we live together.
Now we live together.
That's the progress we've made.
In Chelsea's basement with our hands made. So.
She treats us well.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you. I'm waiting for
my Lululemon
leggings that are
We have to wait until she's done with them.
Well, they're going to be knockoffs.
Can I please have my handmade hand-me-downs?
Ooh, handmade hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Catchy.
You came up with that.
Oh. No wonder I like it.
That was from season 2.
Yes, so, I was present.
No wonder I like it.
All right, guys. So for me, one thing I'm just looking through some memories here. Travis let me wear this on a cruise. I'm not sure why. This is why we shouldn't be friends anymore.
Was that 5 years ago?
Yes.
Oh.
That's insane.
You said you just met her and you were on a cruise.
So I guess we've been friends for 6 years.
I don't know years, but Travis let me wear this. He knew it was too small and he let me wear it anyways on a cruise.
You borrowed it from me.
Yeah, but you should have said that doesn't fit.
No,
borrow
it fit just fine.
Something else.
For the purpose.
I see it's when I bought my first Patagonia.
Okay. How I've changed is that actually 5 years ago I was able to go on a cruise with Travis. And then just going on a cruise is how I've changed, because I won't be doing that again.
Okay.
And then I was also able to fly from Miami, funny that we were discussing Miami, to New Mexico for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
So
I
5 years ago was capable of being awake for more than 8 hours at a time.
Okay. 5 years ago for me, looking at pictures.
There's some nudes.
I was nude.
No, he's still nude. That
That hasn't changed. I got this.
5 years ago, I was in Paris.
No.
That's me sitting on the
Seine. And what's changed now is sometimes we go to bars in the neighborhood for fun.
And make pretend trips to Paris.
Yeah. We pretend.
In our mind. Okay. Well, this is sad.
Oh, Paris in my mind.
Oh, yeah. Paris in my mind.
Yeah, so it's depressing. Like I used to go there physically, but now I've reached the level where I can
imagine
so hard
it.
That I'm there.
Oh, I saw one photo there with the sun.
Oh, yeah. That sun. That was a great sun. Loved that sun. Yeah. I think this is me. No, that's 2018.
Well, that is the year.
No, 2017.
We said 17. I thought it was 23, so I got confused.
He got his driver's license in here.
So proud of you. You got your driver's got license.
That was in 2016. I've gone too far back. That was when I changed my name.
I still fit in this shirt that I had, so that's good.
That's good.
This is good. I don't wear straight hair anymore.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Okay. So that's good.
Yes, that is good, too. That's a change.
I still eat. Purse poultry in my car.
Okay, good.
So you're
that is
so I
the
have
same.
Some true. Consistency.
I've been at the same job for 5 years, so that's
is that good or
it's just an answer.
It's just an answer.
Where you
yeah.
were and where you're at.
Yeah, okay. Nothing has changed. I mean, I've changed positions, but I'm still there. So.
All right. Well, next question.
Well, that was depressing. Here you go, fun. Amy.
Love that.
Okay.
Amy, where
Anything
were you?
Anything else you found for us? See, I'm still in 2019.
Okay. Find us one more thing.
Okay.
Says the girl.
I did so much
post.
In 2017.
Did you?
Well, that's changed.
Did you set blonde hair? Or has it gone back to brown by that point?
I went to Cuba.
Okay.
Oh.
I went to
oh, is that
New
when
York
we
City.
First opened up our borders from here to Cuba.
So I went because I thought they might close again.
And
I
they
definitely
did.
Have brown hair. I went to Chapel Hill. I don't do that anymore. Charlotte.
Mistakes were made.
I went a lot of places. Yeah. I played some office trivia. Yeah. I was really living my best life then.
Nice.
Now I watch a lot of shows on Netflix. Okay. So I think we can all agree our lives have gotten significantly better.
Better. Yes.
So good.
Love this.
Okay. Here's an Irish toast. May neighbors respect you, trouble neglect you, the angels protect you, and heaven accept you.
Do we think that's an actual Irish toast?
I don't think so.
I was so close to reading angles instead of angels, so I'm just glad I got through the toast.
I'm glad you did too.
Yeah. Okay. Which experience could you write a book about?
I could write about my time in LA. I could mm-hmm. probably write a whole book on that. It was an experience. It was like a 6-month experience, 8-month.
You could write about the pandemic for the next generation that hopefully doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So hopefully they won't. That's the what happened is see, none of those people in 1918 wrote down the experience.
Someone actually told me a story about a part of the pandemic this week that I had completely forgotten about. And I don't know if it's on purpose or if just so much has happened in the last few years. Remember when we weren't allowed to drive between states?
Oh, yeah.
And they told us that you weren't allowed to leave your state. Certain states had rules about people coming into the state.
That only lasted for like a few weeks.
Right. But someone told me a story about going to Florida and a check being going on at the border, and they were asking you where you're coming from, and they were COVID testing you if it was Georgia because that was a hot spot, yeah. but not if you were coming from somewhere else. And we were all like, are we going to get in trouble for driving places? I mean, same as curfew.
Same as curfew. You weren't supposed to be driving from your house.
We were allowed to go anywhere. Yeah.
Which it just didn't make sense because it wasn't well executed.
Or planned. So it's funny now, though, that was only maybe a year or so ago. And I already can't remember having curfews or rules about going places.
We'd have to write a book.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll add that to our list of things to get done. Write a book.
Mm. We're so busy.
That's how my life's changed in 5 years. I didn't know I was going to be an author. Now I'm on the New York Times bestsellers.
I think that's the next 5 years. We're talking about where we got, but I don't know for that yet.
It's kind of like when you move to LA. If anybody asks, you just say, I'm an actor.
You say what you want to say, yeah.
So I'm an author.
I'm an author.
Yeah. And then when they say, what have you written? I'll be like, I'm currently writing. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I have a lot of editors reviewing my work right now.
A lot of editors.
We're close.
Yeah. Almost released.
Hi. We're ready for you, Chelsea.
Ready for you, Chelsea.
The name whiskey comes from the English pronunciation of the Gaelic term for distilled alcohol, which translates to water of life.
Okay. Oh, whiskey is the water of life.
Makes sense.
Not our lives.
No.
No. But what do you most admire about your parents? Nothing. Just kidding.
Oh.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
The way they raised us, obviously. We're so great.
Obviously.
These are very serious questions, Travis.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were supposed to be having happy hour.
Predict what the questions will be.
You bought them.
I did buy them. What do I most admire about my parents?
I mean, I just admire for me that my parents are still married for 30 plus years. That's hard.
That is.
I don't know if I'll make it.
Yeah, mine are having their 40th anniversary this year. And I'm
have
you not murdered each other on accident or on purpose?
And I was a very bad child. So I'm impressed that my parents tolerated me and didn't murder me.
Yeah. We're proud of our parents for not committing murder. It's admirable.
We're so proud of them.
Good job, y'all. You're good. Good
you guys
for not
are
murdering.
Doing great. Hope you're not listening to this.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
If you are, sign off now.
Yeah. Preferably before we'd answer that question.
All right. That's a compliment.
It is a compliment. The number of craft distillers in the U.S. has risen from 69 in 2003 to 264 at the time of this being published.
Yeah, they don't provide sources or dates or information on these cards. So just trust that at some point it was 264.
Trust that.
Trust it.
Trust it. Okay. This one's a fun question.
Okay. Let's see if we think it's fun.
Would you have one of your fingers surgically removed?
Not fun, Travis.
If it guaranteed that you'd have immunity from all major diseases.
Yes.
Especially now. Yes, this is a pandemic. Yes.
Yeah.
Just don't take the middle one.
I saw a question on Twitter.
Can
this
we do
week.
The pinky?
Yeah. Do we get to pick?
Yeah.
Because I do like the thumbs come in handy.
I love thumbs for typing. You need the middle finger and your ring finger.
Mm-hmm. Why do you need your ring finger?
We're supposed to have our wedding rings on.
Well, you can have it on.
You could put it on a different finger. Right? I think the world would understand if you were missing that finger if you wore it on a different
one.
That's
true. And
you're currently not wearing your wedding rings.
Currently not, no.
Because I was afraid this finger would be cut off today.
I
didn't want to wear it.
In case somebody needed to, I just wanted to have it available to them. I was trying to be polite. And I would get it like a Serena from Handmaid's Tale glove.
Okay.
And so that it just have
I would like to get like maybe a gold finger or something.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I love that.
It's like royalty.
I would get like a royalty. Diamond encrusted finger.
Ooh,
so
that's
I wouldn't
nice too.
Need a wedding ring.
Oh, because that would be
I
your
love
wedding
that you're
finger.
You're all just one upping me. I'm like, I'll get a glove. Amy's like, I would like a gold one. And you're like, I'd like a diamond encrusted. Okay, you bitches. I just wanted leather. And you're all over here.
Greedy
like,
over here.
Greedy. I'm sorry you're not as classy as
yeah.
us.
No. Okay. Yes, no, a diamond encrusted finger would be beautiful. Yes,
yeah, and yeah. we would not need the wedding ring then.
Something to consider even to maybe add finger jewelry to our yeah. wardrobes as it is. Perhaps we should be having finger cuffs.
Yeah,
to
why
wear
don't we have those?
Diamond fingers.
Diamond fingers.
Okay, we'll look up finger cuffs.
Did you ever watch Salad Fingers in college?
No! What? Is this like the two chicks in a bowl? We're not
we
interested. We're not interested.
Salad Fingers was when like YouTube first came out and people were making weird cartoons.
Oh.
I'll show it to you one
sounds
day.
Silly. Okay. We'll put that on the to-do list.
Diamond fingers.
After we write book. The novel.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. What is a sling? It is a type of cocktail that has some type of alcohol, fruit flavors, particularly citrus, water, and sugar.
Mm. So an alcohol sling.
Yes. Yes. I was confused if I was supposed to read the top word, how it went together at first, but okay. Well, I just love this question. What's your favorite moment of the day?
That's a happy question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is yours?
Either my 2:30 p.m. shower or at night right after Brian goes to bed.
When my husband goes to sleep.
I love it right when my husband goes to sleep and I'm
no,
so
but
alone.
There is, it, but it, the dogs follow him. The cats usually kind of like walk away. Mm-hmm. And there's like this like 10 minutes of just like.
Solitude.
Yeah. And I like that a lot.
That's nice.
I do love the time I spend with him as well. But
oh my gosh, the most. But
yeah, but if I picked a moment where like it, that is a consistent everyday moment, then I love that moment where it's just like the 10 minutes of thoughtfulness of my own.
I don't know. Favorite moment. Hmm.
Probably your Peloton moment.
Yes. I just love wellness. Yeah. Fitness. I do like the pre-workout element of that. It's important to start my day with pre-workout.
Okay. Yes.
It's when I become a human.
Okay. Chelsea, what's your favorite moment?
I'm torn between like that moment when I finish my workout where I feel like very accomplished mm-hmm. and you just have a second to, normally Adrian's not downstairs yet and so I can like make my protein shake and start breakfast and just like do whatever I want. Or the moment when you finish with work for the day and just like are able to sit on the couch yeah. and just kind of like you just feel your body decompress. So I think either one of them is just kind of like being done with something.
Yeah, that's a great moment of the day.
Finishing my life activities is my favorite moment of the day.
Yes.
My favorite moment of the day is Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Actually, Sunday.
Any of it, all of it. You like Sunday better than Saturday?
Because mm-hmm. on Sunday, you don't have to do anything.
But on Sunday, you know you have to go back in on Monday.
No, I peak on Saturday. I've talked about this. It's okay. Such a freeing feeling.
Around 3 p.m. on Sunday, I get depressed.
Yeah, because
well,
you have to get responsible.
The thing is about Saturdays, I have to come here.
To work?
So,
one Saturday a month.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, it's hard for you.
But we made to see you do this every other Saturday.
So anyways,
every other Saturday is my favorite day of the
week. Saturday is my favorite day. Okay, this is
anywhere next
quote.
Saturday, okay?
I know.
I drink too much. The last time I gave a urine sample, it had an olive in it. Oh, Rodney Dangerfield.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Rodney Dangerfield is?
But that also sounds disgusting.
No.
Disgusting. I think you have kidney stones.
I think you have an STI, sir. Like,
oh my gosh, did you just pick all these cards based off of the fact that we're moving to France? Do French people vacation too much? Well,
nobody,
we're going to have to find out.
Vacations too much.
No one.
Yeah.
Vacations enough.
We will decide that when we're living
right,
there.
We don't know
French
yet.
French people just appreciate life
yes.
and take advantage
Absolutely.
Of life. And their
exactly.
government supports that.
Right. It's hard when you get 4 days of vacation a year to vacation too much.
Yeah.
They mm-hmm. have a different situation.
They have a different situation. Yeah.
The right kind of situation.
Yeah, I have some quotes as well.
Oh, good.
This is Lady Astor, which I don't know who that is, to Winston Churchill. Sir, if you were my husband, I would poison your drink. And then he replied to her, Madam, if you were my wife, I would drink it.
Oh
my God. Who is Lady
that's
Astor?
That's what I'm looking at.
Look
an American
up.
British politician. Wait.
Oh.
Hold on.
Was she part of Parliament?
Surprised that you did not
probably
know
the House of Commons.
American British politician.
Maybe not. I don't know how many at the time when Winston Churchill was Prime Minister. I don't know if women were part of House of Lords. She would have had to be House of Commons,
what is
I think.
Viscountess?
Oh, a Viscountess. So it's a pretty low level. It's under Duchess. I think it's like, it's above Marquess or
you
whatever.
You know, we don't know any of
them. Yeah, these below, words are just getting
so
blurry.
So a Duchess is married to a Duke, which is the right
I'm
below.
I'm already on my phone playing. I got distracted.
I think Viscount and Viscountess are below Duke and Duchess.
So they don't like each other.
So she's, it says, first woman to sit in the British House of Commons known in
okay.
public
yeah.
and private life for her great energy and wit. Yeah.
He must not have liked female empowerment is what I'm yeah. getting yeah. from this.
No, that nobody did at that
and
time.
And this is her sassy
that
photo.
Time.
This is her sassy photo.
Now too.
So that's her sassy photo where she's
good job.
Like, you.
Oh, I like it.
Everyone be quiet.
Love that.
You listen to me.
Yeah.
I like her.
I do too.
Like her too.
Unless she did bad things, then I don't
like
her.
What we know about her yeah. right now
we
is
like
good.
Her.
We like these
things.
We don't
things. Know enough to.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
We don't know much.
Her. We don't know much about her, but from what we
know. We like what we know.
This one part about the feminist, we like that part.
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite hot toddy?
There's kinds of hot toddies?
Well, I just had a new one.
I thought there was only a hot toddy was a thing.
It just means a hot beverage.
Oh, I thought that was like saying, what's your favorite?
I had one at Alley 26 the other day that was called persimmon pudding.
We were together, so I had it too.
Well, I had it first.
I had real persimmon pudding for the first time this year, and it was delicious. So I can imagine that was really good.
It was really good. It was made with gin. It was a hot toddy with gin.
Well, maybe it wasn't.
And I love gin.
Thing then. You do. I don't. I had a hot toddy. No, not a hot toddy. I guess I thought a hot toddy was tea with alcohol. Is
it could
that
be cider,
okay.
like apple cider.
So I'm spoiled by the fact that we always have hot ciders, which
yes,
are
yes.
so sweet and so yes. flavorful.
So good.
And then I ordered
so
a hot
delicious.
Toddy at a bar when this past winter, and it was tea with liquor, which is so much more intense
yeah.
than these little ciders I've been drinking all winter. And I was like, whoo,
yeah.
What did I get
did
myself
you enjoy
into?
That?
It was a bit much.
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
But I guess there are other kinds of hot
there
toddies.
Are, yeah.
I thought that was
you could
the
do
only
water
kind.
And lemon. Like they can be very citrusy.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of different things.
Interesting.
What about you?
Well, they don't. I was actually looking at the Alley 26 menu because I liked the one that I ordered first.
You
it
had
was
the
like
apple
a
cinnamon
apple
one.
That sounds amazing.
One. But it looks like they've switched that one out, and now I'm very interested in this raspberry brandy hot chocolate.
Oh,
that sounds
yum.
Delicious.
Cognac, raspberry chocolate sauce, hot water, and whipped cream.
If
so,
you're in the Raleigh area of North Carolina, go to Durham, check out Alley 26.
Get us mm-hmm. hot toddies.
And then bring us some hot toddies.
Yeah, you know that caramel, that it's at Starbucks, it's like a caramel hot beverage. That would be very good mm-hmm. spiked. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yes.
That's my favorite hot toddy.
Okay.
No, we need to go to Alley 26
she
before it warms up.
Yes.
Hair of the dog. In Scotland, it is a popular belief that a few hairs of the dog that bit you applied to the wound will prevent evil consequences.
Okay.
So you should put dog hairs in the open wound.
Okay. If they bit, if a dog
if they bit you.
Bit you.
Bite you. Yeah.
Should it be their hair?
And
should
it has
we
to be
rip
their
it
hair.
Out of it?
Yeah,
yeah the dog that,
out.
That bit you okay. Okay. should be applied to
after
that
after you've
wound.
Probably strangled it with your hands if you're a Scotsman.
Well, I would never do that, but they would.
They would,
yeah, they
and
would.
Then they get some little scissors out and the
hairs I doubt
in
they
an
were,
open wound.
I doubt they were cutting it with scissors. They're probably just ripping
desirable.
It out.
Desirable. Okay. How far back have your ancestors been traced? I don't do ancestry.
I don't either, so I don't know.
I just was hoping that you had.
Fortunately, we haven't.
Travis, you haven't
do
traced?
You even know us?
Yeah, nice to meet you. You trace yours. We don't trace ours.
You've never traced anything back. Has anybody
no.
in your family traced anything
perhaps.
Back?
Yes.
I don't listen.
I'm going to have to ask your dad while we're in Italy.
Perfect.
I'll give him some Italian wine, get him drunk and be like, and how are you Italian?
Yes.
Well, you're probably there
questions.
Right now. So
I'm probably there
yeah.
right now. I'm probably
yeah,
doing
we're asking
it
right now.
Right now.
Right now.
It's happening in this moment, at this exact moment of you listening
yeah.
to this. Hope you love that. We'll tell you about it later.
Yes. Thank you for learning for me. So you've traced your ancestors back pretty far.
Yeah.
Good answer. Thank you for sharing.
No, I traced him back. I think on my dad's side of the family, I have back to the 1500s, but things are pretty unreliable that far back. So like the names that you have are, it's kind of like, is this person actually related to me or not? I would say probably back to like 1750, 40. That's pretty reliable. And then from like that time to about 1650 is like pretty reliable, but maybe questionable. And then before that, that stuff is like, this record's pretty sketch. But yeah. And then on my mom's side, it's a little harder to trace back. But I did do some tracing. Her great-grandmother, the only thing that I've ever been really proud of is that my mom's grandmother, my great-grandmother, nobody really knew what her name was.
Okay.
She went by a few different names and I found it. And that was probably the peak of my family tracing that I was really proud of, is I found a birth certificate and she was French Canadian. And so it finally made sense. Her name in French is really hard to pronounce for Americans. And so I read the name and I kept reading it. And then as I was reading it out loud and saying it in a French accent, I realized why everybody called her these other random names. It's because the American adding an American accent to the spelling of her French name would have been very difficult.
You know what's going to be very strange? When you do this research, you may find an obituary or a really classy photo of this person from their yearbook or some life moment. Imagine hundreds of years from now when other generations are trying to research us and they're just finding our college pictures on Facebook and random thoughts not about good. Snacks we're eating that we posted about what I'm doing. And they're piecing together our lives through all of the phases of social media.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'm not excited for them to go on that ancestry journey. So that's something we may have to just end exploring.
Yeah. No
we
more
can't
tracing
know the past
genealogy.
Anymore because it's not going to be as rewarding as
the past
it has
is
been
gross.
In the past.
Yeah.
The past is gross. Stop. The end.
Stop looking. All right. Chelsea, do you want to end this with a final thought? And by final thought, I mean a final question.
Yeah, but I don't want to read all of this.
Okay. The quote, you mean?
Okay. I mean, it was the best drinking songs. Can you tell us a few of them?
Give us a couple.
Okay.
Highlights.
Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks.
I hate that song.
Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg.
That's okay. Fine.
Whiskey River, Willie Nelson.
Okay.
Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett.
I mean, you can get there on a certain night.
Home Sweet Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Absolutely
we don't.
Not.
So now I read
we don't. That's we don't endorse that song.
Approved.
And I don't really understand this question.
Okay, perfect. This is a really good end to the episode.
Love it.
If you could break your craving for one thing. Oh, now I understand it. If you could break your craving for one thing, what would it be? I was thinking like break your diet. I got confused.
So if you could stop craving something.
They should have just said stop.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said break.
So there's like a thing that you really like that you don't want to like. What would you want to stop liking?
It's probably Hillary Duff.
I thought you were talking about food. You crave Hillary Duff? We're concerned. I thought you were gay.
Her music.
Oh.
Which makes me the most gay.
Oh.
In fact. Okay.
Yeah, because I've never heard of this.
Music. She has music.
Oh, no.
Just that someone was craving it.
I have a whole playlist of her songs. Of course it's not great. Do. No, I don't know. Probably sugar. I wish I could just. I want it so, like, I want sugar, anything sugary so badly, like, it could be any time of the day, and I'm like, I need sugar, I have to have sugar, give me more sugar, do you have more sugar, should I eat this white table sugar just out of a spoon? And I wish I didn't feel that way, but I just, something in my chemistry is like, you need the sugar, all of it. So, that would be mine. Yeah.
After I got over Hillary Duff, I would probably pick all the carbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just going to break your need of carbs.
Like the obsession of like that wanting to be the priority of every meal.
Yes.
I'd prefer to want something other than that as my food.
Fats.
I'd prefer fats.
And Chelsea, what about you?
I think mine would be sugar as well, because I just have such a sweet tooth.
It's a hard one to break.
Yeah. And I do find, you know, substitutes for it and, you know, try to kind of manage around it just to be healthy and well. But if you put a cake in front of me, I'm going to eat it.
Eat it. The whole thing. Even if I'm stuffed.
Oh,
even
it doesn't
matter.
Even
if I'm like, I can't possibly eat another bite of this meal. If somebody's like, we have a creme brulee. I'm like, bring one of those right out. I need it.
And I will. I don't care. I will pop that button of that top button of that pants right open. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'll allow commitment. My stomach to pop open. Like,
it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, I exploded inside, but this last meal was delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, right. We may need to work on breaking that craving. Then it's gotten a little bit concerning.
Concerning.
That's how I feel about Hillary Duff too. So it's
really look forward to Hillary Duff popping that stomach open. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're gonna head back to our spring break. Yeah. So
hope you're enjoying yours if you're on one, and if you're not,
go
quit your job and go.
Be like the people in Paris.
Yeah. Go on vacation.
People in France. Be like the people in France.
Yeah, go on vacation.
We live in Paris. We live in Paris.
Okay. You guys need to move to,
okay. Any part of it.
Whatever, it's fine.
Just go
get
somewhere.
Get out of your house now.
Oh, no. Okay.
Everyone have a lovely night.
Amy, cut the board, Amy.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast, our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics, and let's brunch again soon.
This has been a Popjoy Media production.